and welcome. You are listening to the Ask SaaS podcast with Stevie, Steph, and Bobby. On this episode, we're going to focus on midterms, discuss some strategies for studying and rating midterms, as well as provide some reminders regarding your accommodations and the processes. So I think we're going to start this episode off by answering a common question that students have been sending in, which is, do I have to confirm my exams in OASIS? And who better to answer that question than our academic accommodations coordinator, Steph.
Thanks, Stevie. Okay, so midterms for online courses are held online, so you don't need to confirm exams in OASIS. And we ask that students do not report missing exam dates for midterms being held off campus. Your instructors will be able to provide your accommodations for midterms by adding any time required through Sakai. And so you're going to want to double check at the beginning of your exam that your time has been adjusted to your specific time accommodation and make sure to reach out to your instructor with any concerns. But just to note, you do need to make sure that you've rolled your accommodations for the term.
Thanks, Steph. And just to go off that, if you do have any concerns regarding your accommodations or you have not rolled your accommodations for your D3 courses, please reach out to your case manager. Book an appointment using the online booking system. Same-day drop-in appointments are also available. And the link to the online booking system is found in Sakai, as well as the summary tab in the OASIS portal.
Thanks, Stevie.
So we do understand that prepping for tests and exams can be overwhelming, especially given all the changes in the online format. Given the busy time of year it is at SAS, our learning strategist team was not able to join us today. However, they did share some of their most common tips that they provide to students for midterm prep. Bobby and Steph, would you mind explaining these strategies to our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. So our learning strategist, Doreen, has provided us with her ETA method for midterm prep. So this stands for environment, time management, and approach. I wanted to focus on environment though. I like how she suggests creating a comfortable study space, like a space where you'll want to actually spend time. Because honestly, I think that our study environment is often overlooked. So Doreen uses the term spa-like environment. So she suggests using candles, an oil diffuser with your favorite fragrance, and also some of your favorite music in the background. And just try to make it more of a comfortable experience for yourself. We understand that the ideal study environment though is different for everyone. So do whatever makes you feel motivated and comfortable. I really do love Doreen's suggestion here though, because when I used to study for midterms, I would search classical music on YouTube to help me focus. Because music without lyrics was ideal for me and it would help me focus and I wouldn't have to worry about all the words that were being said in my ears and also trying to type things out at the same time.
I think that's a great suggestion, Bobby. And I like how you mentioned the study space depends on your own situation. I know for myself, not only would I need to have a tidied space, but I also had a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old at home. So in order to get time to study, I would need to kind of prepare for that by getting them a snack, maybe setting them up with a movie. So I knew I had 2 hours just to concentrate on my studying.
I'm the exact same way, Stevie. Like even to this day, it's so important for me to have a clean space to be able to concentrate. So I definitely make sure to do this beforehand so I can just truly focus.
Yeah, for sure. So as we mentioned, creating the right environment is just one of the study tips that Doreen had suggested. So in her ETA method, she also has tips for time management and approach towards studying for different types of midterms. So we do have a full breakdown of the ETA method and we will provide it in the resource section of this episode.
Thanks, Bobby. Catherine has also included some helpful tips for midterm prep before and during an exam. So let's touch on some of these. Catherine's top strategy when studying for midterms is to focus on understanding the material rather than memorizing. So let's talk a little bit about what that means. You'll want to be able to identify key terms, theories, and concepts and really test your understanding. And you can do this by asking yourself some questions like, why is this important? When would this be used? How does it relate to other course materials? And what are the similarities and differences between this and other course concepts?
Yeah, I know that to come up with real life examples when moving from memorizing the material to understanding the material is super helpful when asking yourself those types of questions.
For sure.
Catherine has also provided some excellent tips to set yourself up for success during the midterm. So for example, she mentions making sure that you do have a reliable internet access, that your laptop is fully charged, and that you are using a program that meets the tech requirements, whether it be the browser or software. It is important to have the contact information as well for your TA or professor leading up to the exam, just in case you do experience a tech problem. This way you can let the instructor know immediately and even provide them with a screenshot of any error messages. In addition, it's also important to let the other people in your living space know that you will be rating the exam and they shouldn't disturb you, whether this be roommates or family members. You just want to limit the chances that you are going to get disrupted during the exam.
Yes, that's definitely a good suggestion, Stevie. Another tip that I wanted to mention for setting yourself up for success beforehand is to make sure that you understand those need to know things, which are outlined by your instructor. So you're going to want to read the exam guidelines well in advance, like the date and time of your midterm and how long you have to complete that exam that you're writing.
Thanks, Steph. And I actually think it's a good time to answer the second most common question that comes in during midterm time. So that relates to the Sakai timer. Some students express they do find the timer rather distracting, and they're wondering if it can be removed.
Yes. So students can set phone alerts as a countdown instead. If you're finding the online timer is distracting or stressful, you can hide it and rely on your own clock or alarms instead. But we don't recommend that you hide the timer unless you have another way to keep track of the time. We'll include these instructions below the episode if you are interested in hiding the timer during your Sakai exam.
That's great, Steph. I know we provided a ton of info here. Again, resources will be found at the end of this podcast. So, Bobby, can you let our listeners know what events are happening within the Student Wellness and Accessibility Center and around Brock for midterm prep?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are so many great workshops coming up actually right now with midterms. A to Z Learning Services offers a variety of free workshops. I know we've mentioned these in previous episodes, but they're great. And right now they're providing some workshops that deal with supporting students with assisting them with studying and test taking strategies. And SWAC has some workshops coming up. Students can join their Stress Less for Tests. So this workshop helps them discover and learn practical skills for managing and overcoming test anxiety. And this includes some takeaways to help students conquer their fears and succeed academically. SWAC is also running the Preparing for Midterms workshop, which will focus on strategies to get ready for midterms. So it will include different study methods, memory tips, and how to stay focused during exams. So what we'll do is we'll include the links for these workshops below this episode so you guys can check them out.
Those sound like great workshops.
I was just going to mention, Bobby, like, try saying that 5 times fast. Stress Less for Tests workshop. That's wonderful. I love it.
So just a reminder, if you do have any suggestions for upcoming episodes or want to ask any questions that you would like us to address, feel free to send an email to asksass@brocku.ca. Going off that, happy family day to everyone. The university will be closed February 15th. And the 16th as well for the President's Holiday. Reading Week will run February 16th to 19th. So please, everyone, have a safe and relaxing Reading Week. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you when we're back.